Say a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there and makes his living doing something else, you'd call him a...
Oh, I don't know, part-time. Or maybe even that old term jackleg, you know, which means anything that's not well done.
What else would you use jackleg about besides a preacher?
Well, any job. It could be a carpentry job or a plumbing job or anything that's not well done or not professionally done, you know, that's sort of haphazard.
What about a mechanic? Would you call him a jackleg? Or?
You could. Oh, what would I call a mechanic? I really don't have a particular term.
Did you ever hear of a shade tree mechanic?
Yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as jackleg. Shade tree is one who probably has his own little business that's under the shade of a tree. In other words, mm-hmm. He may not even have a building, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's not a good one. Sometimes a shade tree mechanic, if he has real natural ability, though he may not have any capital investment, is a better mechanic than some of them that have got some big and glossy buildings and hired some real jackleg mechanics, you know.
Would you use the term shade tree about anything else besides a mechanic, or is that something you associate?
Most of the time, I think it had to do with fixing automobiles under the shade of the tree. Okay. I really don't think I've ever heard it used with anything else.
And you'd say you throw a ball and ask somebody to...
Catch it?
And I threw the ball and he...
I caught it, or he caught it.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't...
Caught anything.
And you'd say he ran down the springboard and... What, into the water?
He dived into the water.
And several children have...
Dived into the water.
And he was too scared to...
To dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
Belly buster.
And say a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns a...
Somersault.
And you say he dived in and what, across?
He swam across the pool.
And several children have...
Have swam across the pool.
And children like to...
They like to swim.
And if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you might...
You might drown.
And yesterday somebody...
Drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already...
Drowned.
And the highest rank in the army would be...
General.
And beneath the general...
Colonel.
And person in charge of a ship...
Is generally a captain, could be an admiral.
Do you ever hear the word captain used in other situations?
Oh yes, you have captains of industry.
What
I'm
about
the captain of my fate.
What about, say, colored people calling the man they worked for captain? Did you ever hear that?
Mostly colonel in the South.
Was that very common, addressing people as colonel?
Oh yes, everybody had the honorary title of colonel who had never been in the military. We had one in our family, Colonel Averill, never been in the military. And he was retired all of his life. But he was a very imposing figure.
Uh-huh.
You know, fine head of white hair and fine flowing white beard. Everybody called him Colonel.
I guess it's just white people as well as colored people would call him Colonel.
Oh, yes, everybody called him Colonel Averill.
And a person who presides over the court would be a...
Judge.
And someone who goes to school.
Student.
And a woman who works in an office and does the typing.
Secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is...
American.
And what different words were there for colored people?
Good and bad, you mean? Blacks, Negroes. I call them Negroes, but I noticed that my aunt and most of the older people in the family always called him Negras. It always ends in an A. The Negras, you know.
Mm-hmm.